Not at all to his surprise, Admiral Lavati held a very lethal weapon, and nothing in his demeanor suggested any reluctance to use it. Moreover, the protective cover of his command console was open, and the large red button of the ship's self-destruct was clearly visible. Around him, the duplicates of the bridge displays gave him access to the same information as bridge crew.
If you hadn't meddled, you would have been all right. They'd have repatriated you, they promised me.
Petrus felt no fear for himself. As if a story tape were running in his head, he could see the tiny figures racing through the corridors, then stopping to argue, filling the shuttles in the shuttle bay, stuffing them.
And you believed them?
They've always kept their word to me. I wouldn't have done anything that would hurt you. You most of all, Harris's old crew. You're good people.
So let us go. Let the crew go.
I can't do that. I can't fly the ship alone.
She won't let you take the ship. She'll blow it.
I hope not. I trust not. I'm sure, though, you told the others not to come.
Right.
I could have security bring them in, assuming you haven't suborned ship security, too. I suspect you've done something to interfere with my attacking Serrano and Suiza.
I believe so, yes.
Such a waste. You realize I can kill everyone.
Petrus wasn't about to tell him that the crew were even now boarding shuttles to leave. He waited as Lavati, still holding the weapon on him, leaned back in his chair.
You don't want to kill everyone, Admiral.
No, but I may have no choice. Sit down.
Petrus hesitated. Sitting down took away any chance of a swift lunge, but every second he could keep Lavati occupied might save another life. He sat gingerly on the edge of one of the chairs.
Tell me, what was she like?
Excuse me?
Harris Serrano, in bed. What was she like?
I'm not gonna talk about that.
Why not? We both loved her. You perhaps love her still. She never favored me with the delights of her body, but you. You she raised from enlisted to a commission just for her pleasure.
Not just that.
Oh, I think so. You're not really command material, you know? Nothing like her. Or me, for that matter.
I never turned traitor.
No, you didn't turn traitor. That's not the point, and you know it. You're a good, loyal man, Petrus Kenvenard. Competent at your job, but not a commander. If you had been, I wouldn't be here with control of this ship. Harris would have taken me out somehow. In your place, I'd have taken out a traitor admiral. But you dithered. You waited. You missed one opportunity after another. And now, because of you, your beloved Harris is going to have to decide between blowing us all away or letting me escape. You aren't worthy of her, Petrus. I was, but she wouldn't have me. She chose you. I suppose she felt sorry for you.
That's not true.
It is true. But I suppose she wouldn't tell you. I'm sure she did her best not to notice.
You're trying to make me angry. You want me to do something stupid.
No, I know you're not stupid. But you must realize how it feels to be me. How being refused in favor of you feels. How long were you hiding your relationship before she ran out on you?
So much was wrong with that. So many false assumptions that Petrus could not answer them.
We had no relationship before she... before it was proper.
I'm sure. Well, perhaps not. She had her eye on you, I'm sure, from the first. And you, I suppose, worshipped the deck she walked on.
I admired her because she was an outstanding officer.
I would have said excellent, not outstanding, but a little exaggeration can be expected. From a lover. Yes. Definitely a case of hero worship masquerading as sexual passion.
It is possible to admire the one you love, Admiral. Though I don't suppose you've had that experience.
Oh, certainly. Had she returned my affections, I would have both loved and admired her. But she didn't, you see. We got as far as that hair-rumpling and kissing stage, but then she declined any more of it. Which is why I asked you. Did she strip as good as I've always thought she would? Was she as good in bed?
Petrus shouldn't do it, he knew, but he couldn't help it. Something older than military protocol and honor was acting now. And while he might be at this man's mercy, he had one thing Lavati would never have.
Better. She was mine, and you can't even begin to imagine how good it was.
Excellent. Then I think you are indeed the best leverage I could have. She can let me go, or she can watch you die.
Lavati's free hand came up with another weapon. This one was loaded with tranquilizer darts.
What is going on over there?
Their targeting's gone. Their weapons? They're standing down, Captain.
Is it a trick?
They do have Kutsudas, but he's on our side. He's been covering Rascal. He's the only one I know who could possibly fox our scan of their arming status.
Tight beam from Rascal.
Put it on.
Captain Suiza here. Our scan show Vigilance is no longer targeting us, and their weapons are down.
We confirm. Any communication from Vigilance?
No, sir. But wait. We have something. Shuttle bay.
Paris watched the change on her own scan screens.
Got it. Confirm shuttle bay opening.
Shuttle emerging, Indy. Our scan shows troop shuttle mass. Wait, we're getting a signal.
Tight beam, General.
Paris waved at her own comm crew, who shook their heads.
Tight beam, sir. I'll relay.
Rascal, Captain Suiza, hold your fire. Evacuating the ship. Commodore Levati's trying to defect.
Evacuating the ship? They can't get them all off.
Permission to dock shuttle and offload troops?
Put out a tube. Tell them to go straight out, not to wait to swim all the way if they have pea suits.
A long moment, then Suiza came back on.
Confirm. Pea suits in this load. Tubes out. ETA, 4.2 minutes.
You cut that close, Captain Suiza. Were you planning to clog an attempt to jump?
If I had to. And it gave me a clear shot.
Yes, I see that. Carry on. When you get those personnel aboard, you should probably let Kutsudas onto scan. And if there's anyone from my old crew, I'd like to speak to them.
Yes, sir. Second shuttle emerging.
Seconds ticked by, her mind hardly needing the chronometer to sense the passage of each one. Each meter gained as the shuttles moved toward Rascal. One after another, the entire complement, like beads on a string. That ship would be most vulnerable when she opened the hatch to let them in, but Suiza had not suggested moving back to a safer distance.
I must be pleased with Suiza later.
The first shuttle positioned itself close to the end of the transfer tube and vented its internal pressure on the far side, pushing it gently against the tube. With the shuttle hatch open, the transfer tube with its rope handholds was easily accessible. One of the chiefs reached in and got the spare rope tethers, already secured to one of the tube framing members, and passed it up the length of the shuttle. Everyone took a grip. Then those nearest the hatch stepped into free fall and pulled themselves forward toward Rascal as the pilot eased the shuttle away again. The others still inside were shucked from the hatch by the rope they held. Kutsudas was third on the rope and up the tube. With the first two, he cycled through the lock and into Rascal. After Vigilance, it seemed cramped. He made his way to the bridge faster than he'd expected. Suiza was watching for him and welcomed him without more than a flip of the hand in return for his salute.
Over here. And Commander Serrano wants a report from one of her old crew. Who's aboard?
I'm the only one on that shuttle. Isiguar may be on the next. Arkady, Oblo, and Meharry went to the bridge to shut down weapons.
Kutsudas unfastened his pea suit and pulled a small gray box out of its inner recesses.
Just a second, sir, while I get this going.
The scan screen blanked, broke into a multicolored hash, and then reformed with far more clarity than before. Kutsudas glanced back at his new captain.
There. Captain, there's a real situation over there. The bridge officers are Levati's, but they're not in on the treachery. They believe what he's told them. Secret orders, he says. And Serrano's the traitor, or she couldn't have trailed him.
He tapped one of the controls, and the screen shifted to show a close-up of Vigilance's flank, the open shuttle bay.
They're getting edgy, though, and I'd guess since the weapons came off that our people convinced him.
So, do you think they'll arrest Commodore Levati?
No, sir. He's got the captain's thumb.
The self-destruct?
Yes, sir. At least we think he does. He's in the flag office, dual screens and everything, including the switch.
But he doesn't want to blow the ship. He wants to get to the Benignity.
Which he can't do with you sitting tight like this and Commander Serrano in a cruiser in easy striking distance. Especially not when he realizes how much of the crew we're getting off. We think he'll threaten to blow it, try to get her to let him go.
She won't.
Kutsudas looked at her. She was a long way from the exhausted, frightened young officer who had saved them at Xavier. She had the same kind of look he associated with Serrano.
Mr. Turner, let's get these new arrivals settled, somewhere out of the way.
No easy task on a patrol ship. Out of the way was an almost entirely hypothetical description. The next shuttle bellied up to the transfer tubing and repeated the unloading maneuver. The first shuttle was easing back into the shuttle bay. The third and fourth were lined up to unload. Kutsudas wondered how many personnel were waiting, how many had been convinced. Well, there was a way to find out. He tapped into the communications line and probed for Vigilance's internal communications. Oblo had promised to turn it to full power.
There.
But this is mutiny!
That was Captain Burleson.
Yes, sir, and reckless abandonment, that's right. And if we're wrong, then the Admiral will do nothing but sit there and talk to Commander Serrano. And when she's convinced, we'll all go back and be reamed out. But it's better than ending up a Benignity prisoner, don't you think?
He wouldn't!
Sir, he has. There's evidence. Thing is, we are not going to get in a fight with loyal fleet vessels, and we're not going to sit here and let the Admiral blow us away. Now you have a choice, sir, of coming along willingly, or me and Methlin will carry you.
He's not going to come. He's a captain. He'll want to stay.
The rest of you, come on.
Kutsudas figured Suiza was right, and they'd had to knock out the stubborn flag captain.